You're listening to BU Radio on 101.5 Light FM. I'm Maria Saldani, and my guest today is an accomplished Ivy League trained physician, Dr. Jacob Steiger. He specializes exclusively in plastic surgery of the face. His areas of expertise include facial rejuvenation procedures, rhinoplasty, eyelid surgery, ear pin back, scar revisions, and facial reconstruction. Among the advanced techniques that Dr. Steiger uses is a vertical facelift, which utilizes a three-dimensional approach. I want to hear all about that. Dr. Steiger is one of only a handful of physicians in South Florida who dedicates his practice solely to plastic surgery of the face and nose. Dr. Steiger's practice is located in Delray Beach, Florida. It's a pleasure to have you on our show today, Dr. Steiger.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, the word for today is be intentional. And Dr. Steiger, I think that that is just right for somebody who's a plastic surgeon. What comes to mind when you hear the word intentional?
Well, when I think of the word intentional, I think of purposefulness, efficiency. I think those are two of the first things that come to mind.
And of course, when somebody wants to see you, that's what they have to do, is sort of know that they want to make a change in their lives. So that's very appropriate for your type of medicine.
I agree. And I think, on the other hand, it's important for me as well, not just for my patients and my friends. I think I need to be purposeful and efficient. Those are two things that are very important to me personally, and have been so throughout my career and my lifetime.
That's very interesting when you said that you were being on purpose with your career and your lifetime. The way that you focus with your education, or how do you explain?
Well, I think it extends to all facets of me personally, of my life and what I do. I mean, for example, I'm a plastic surgeon who specializes only in the face because I think in order for me to really provide the best possible care to my patients, I have to have experience and expertise in one particular area, and that's being efficient and purposeful in that regard. You know, I think that basically what it comes down to is throughout my entire life, I always wanted to figure out what's the best way to do something to be the best at what I do and how to become that. And I think many people are like that as well.
That's very good, because you are definitely defining the word intentional for me now. When you were choosing to become a phenomenal surgeon, did you have a defining moment in your life that led you to where you are today? Was it or something that you've always looked into the future that you knew that you wanted to become?
I think things work both ways. I think you get led to a path and you choose a path, and somehow things happen along the way and you adjust to that. And things pick you just as much as you pick them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what happened to me. I chose a career path. I went to medical. I decided I wanted to become a physician. I went to medical school. Then I ended up going into residency. And I was just surrounded by such phenomenal people that helped me both choose my career and helped me to choose the career decisions that I made. But on the same token, it was my own, my own will.
Right, right, right. When you were talking about meeting a lot of people that influence you in your life, was there anybody that stands up like a mentor or a hero or a shero?
There are a few people. You know, a mentor of mine once told me that you become the top five people you surround yourself with. So I've always chosen my friends very carefully, and my mentors and the people that I followed and admired, I chose them very, very carefully. And I've been fortunate in that regard because I've always had great people to surround myself with, and really they've taught me how to not only act as a surgeon, as a physician, but act as a person. They taught me leadership. They taught me really important qualities that I think everybody should really have, and I've always made it a focus to surround myself with those kinds of people.
I'm not going to ask you to name those five people, but I bet you there are listeners out there right now who are using their hand right now to go Susie, Betty, blah blah blah, and counting the five that surround them themselves with right now to motivate themselves. That's a great point that you just brought up. How do you motivate yourself? I know that, where do you get inspired? I know that everybody every once in a while just needs to find that space. Is there any particular tactic that you use?
Well, I absolutely love my profession and my career.
Mm-hmm.
I consider it a part of my life. It's not just a job or a 9-to-5. I wake up every morning excited to go to work, and I leave not exhausted, but I reflect on what my day was like. And really what drives me is my work, because it is my passion. Obviously, I have a family that I'm extremely close with, and I one of the main reasons I moved back to South Florida. So I have to say that my patients motivate me significantly.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah.
I'm always looking to better my patients, Mm-hmm. But I'm also looking to better myself. So it's a very nice, it's a mutual coexistent relationship between me and them, and I really consider us a team.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point, that you have such a passion for what you do that actually motivates you and inspires you. That's wonderful. Now, in the past year, has there been any great improvements that have taken place in cosmetics as far as injectables or anything like that that you want to share with the audience before we sign off?
Sure. Basically, cosmetic surgery and aesthetic surgery has advanced significantly over the past only 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a lot of new techniques, both surgical and non-surgical, that have come out that some have been great and some have proven to be not so good. It's pretty much my job to determine and to figure out which is going to be the best for both my patients and, safety-wise, as well as efficacy. And it's going back to the word of the day, is be intentional and be purposeful. And I don't like to spend my time and my patients' time for no reason. So it's very important for me, for any procedure that I offer, whether it be invasive, a surgical procedure, or a non-surgical, non-invasive procedure, that it's going to work and it's going to be effective for my patients.
So your reputation is basically based on good outcomes, which is just phenomenal, because then that way you don't ever have to worry about anything else. Thank you. Our guest today has been plastic surgeon Dr. Jacob Steiger. For more information, call him at 561-499-9339 or visit www.drsteiger.com. You're listening to VU Radio on 101.5 Light FM. And after a short break, we'll be right back.